In the lunchtime edition, police and fire officials trying to determine how a fire started that took the lives of a St. Philip woman and her infant daughter. An early morning stroll to walk his dog ends in the death of a St. Philip man. Two teenage girls missing for about 3 weeks continue to be questioned by police after returning home. The Minister of Youth worried about the extent of youth deviance, and the commissioners tasked with overhauling Barbados's parliamentary system are officially sworn in. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The police and fire officials are now trying to determine how a fire started that took the lives of a St. Philip woman and her infant daughter. The bodies of 41-year-old Kimberly Greenidge and her 8-year-old daughter were found in their burnt-out home at Headings Development after fire officers extinguished the blaze early this morning. Acting Police Public Relations Officer Inspector Stephen Griffith briefed journalists at the scene.
This morning, around 4:30, the police received a report of a fire at Headings, St. Philip. The police officers responded to find the house was engulfed in flames. Shortly afterwards, the fire service responded with Divisional Officer Perch, two tenders, and 8 fire officers, and extinguished the fire. An initial check of the fire scene indicated that there were 2 bodies left in the fire scene. We are conducting investigations into this matter, and it is a very somber time at this time, and we wish to offer our condolences to the family.
The Acting Police Public Relations Officer, Inspector Stephen Griffith. A friend of the family told Starcom Network News that Kimberly Greenidge was the mother of 2 children, one of them being a 20-year-old son who lived with his father elsewhere and who later arrived at the scene.
Kim was a nice lady, man. And everybody's got their ways in life, but she loves your children for sure. I tell her, she loves your children for sure. That way, for you, it's very strange that this will happen to she, that type of way, you know what I mean?
How many children she have?
Only 2. He's a little girl and he's a big boy, you see there. He lives behind me with his father. So one of his relatives called and let him know, well, he heard that your mother's house burning. And she thinks she might be inside. So, like, he fought a bone cross, but we know when give you the story, then we up. So you know you get up in the day and they're like, what? House burning who? So then he got another call like telling he that told him in the house dead. So they got burning alive or something out there. Right, they can't do that right there. I know she can kill herself. I don't believe that she would kill herself. I don't believe that.
The Agriculture Minister in Dalweir, the MP for the area, was also on location.
I am familiar with Kimberly Greenidge and her daughter. They came to my constituency office on numerous occasions, and I am quite au fait with the little girl who spent a lot of time running up and down my office. And so therefore, this is a very difficult time, given the fact that it is alleged that both of them would have perished in the fire. And I would want to express my condolences to the family and hope that they can rally through this difficult time.
Agriculture Minister and MP for St. Philip South in Dalweir in the lunchtime edition. An early morning stroll to walk his dog has ended in the death of a St. Philip man. 61-year-old Roger Batson was said to be walking his dog about 7:30 yesterday morning at Diamond Valley, St. Philip, when the animal broke away from his control and attacked some sheep. The man is said to have run after the dog and sought to separate it from the animals. He secured the dog and was walking away when he collapsed and died. A postmortem has been ordered to determine the cause of death. Up to this morning, the 2 teenage girls that had been listed as missing for about 3 weeks were still being questioned by police at District E Police Station in St. Peter. The 14-year-old neighbors, Tanik Jemmett and Renika Husbands, had been reported missing last month after apparently running away from their homes at Hainesville, St. James. Starcom Network News understands that both girls returned home a day after the police issued a statement which noted that the juveniles had been posting various messages on social media platforms and warning that anyone who was harboring them was committing a crime and might be charged and prosecuted. Starcom Network News understands that after the girls turned up, relatives contacted the police, who took them away to be questioned and medically examined. No one else has been taken into custody in connection with the matter so far. Meantime, the Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith, is concerned about the deviant behavior among some young people. Some of that behavior has been captured in a number of viral videos making the rounds on social media, several showing brawls involving young women. Mr. Griffith was speaking this morning following the opening ceremony of the inaugural Boys and Males Week at the Eagle Hall Primary School. He says new community groups are being established as part of the response to these challenges.
Negative impact with our young people would be a concern not only to me but government. So we have asked our youth officers as well to start community clubs, new community groups, because that is a way of getting a lot of our young people into structured activities. Then it will provide an opportunity for those persons at community level to be involved that will guide them in a direction that they probably are not going. So the concern is there. We continue to be proactive in terms of our programming at the ministry in relation to wrestling all of the deviants to the ground.
The Minister of Youth, Charles Griffith. Barbados's parliamentary system is slated for an overhaul, with 6 of 8 commissioners of the Parliamentary Reform Commission sworn in this morning by the acting president, Geoffrey Gibson, at State House. The commission, chaired by Sir Richard Cheltenham, includes former Foreign Affairs Minister Maxine McLean, former Union Leader Sir Roy Troutman, and Ambassador Senator Elizabeth Thompson. A series of public meetings will be held as the commissioners seek public input on the proposed changes to the parliamentary system. Speaking to the media following the swearing-in ceremony, the Deputy Prime Minister, Santia Bradshaw, spoke about the scope of the work of the commissioners, the scope of the work they will undertake over the next 6 months.
Their work will entail looking essentially at all aspects of reform of Parliament, being able to help us with a number of the various procedures and processes, being able to make Parliament more relevant to the people of this country, being able to look at the fundamental rights and freedoms of all Barbadians, and essentially to educate the public in the exercise as they go through this process over the course of the next few months.
And the Tobago Tourism Agency Limited has launched a new direct flight between Barbados and Tobago as officials move to make interregional travel easier. Executive Chairman Alicia Edwards made the announcement today during the official launch at the Sand Street Bistro at Spikestown, St. Peter.
So there is now a direct flight between Tobago and Barbados. It's a 212 and 213. It leaves, it moves between the islands on Wednesdays and Sundays, and it's a 55-minute flight. Previously, persons wishing to move between Barbados and Trinidad and Tobago had to go to Trinidad and then do the connection. So this direct flight not just saves time, but it makes it more seamless in terms of connections and baggage and all of the other things involved in travel.
Air raid sirens have sounded across Ukraine after Russia launched a fresh wave of drone and missile strikes. Are other top stories. Here in Barbados, police and fire officials trying to determine how a fire started that took the lives of a St. Philip woman and her infant daughter. An early morning stroll to walk his dog ends in the sudden death of a St. Philip man. Two teenage girls missing for about 3 weeks continue to be questioned by police after returning home yesterday. The Minister of Youth worried about the extent of youth deviance and promises additional programs to help tackle the issue. The commissioners tasked with overhauling Barbados' parliamentary system are officially sworn in at State House, and a direct flight launched between Barbados and Tobago. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news.